AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The final presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden drew fewer viewers than their first meeting. The Nielsen Company says an estimated 63 million viewers tuned in last night. President Trump went back on the campaign trail in Florida at the Village's senior community. He's blasting Biden for his stance on phasing out fossil fuels.
Texas, are you watching? Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Ohio, are you watching?
In Delaware, Biden stayed focused on the pandemic while his running mate rallied voters in Atlanta.
You have Donald Trump, who measures how well the economy is doing based on the stock market.
The Trump campaign and Nevada Republicans are asking a state judge to stop the counting of mail-in ballots in the Las Vegas area. They're alleging that poll monitors can't observe signature checking in Carson City, and also complain that their idea to install video monitors were rejected in Clark County. President Trump announces an agreement between Israel and Sudan to normalize diplomatic relations.
Sudan has great potential on trade and other things.
It's the third such deal in recent times the White House has brokered with an Arab state. The international communities condemned the deaths of at least 51 civilians in Nigeria following protests over police abuses. Some protesters were shot this week while singing their national anthem. Two drug makers are announcing the resumption of U.S. testing of their COVID-19 vaccine candidates.
Early last month, a study volunteer in Britain became ill. AstraZeneca says studies have resumed in other countries, and the Food and Drug Administration is now giving the go-ahead. This is one of several coronavirus vaccine candidates in final stage testing. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow closed down 28 points, the NASDAQ up 42. This is AP News. The U.S. coronavirus pandemic continues to spike across the country, and the U.S. is nearing a new record for daily infections. Yesterday, almost 72,000 new cases.
From South Dakota, where a Sioux tribe is locking down its reservation, to Florida, where one health official is asking that kids' birthday parties be canceled. Several states in the West and Midwest set records. There's a similar spike in Europe.
We are at a critical juncture in this pandemic.
The World Health Organization's chief says nations need to take action now to keep their people safe with tough months ahead.
This is not a drill.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Here's a lucky mistake. A lottery customer near Detroit bought a ticket on an app. And while he was saving the numbers, he accidentally bought another. You guessed it, he won $1 million prize twice. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.